Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi declares the state of emergency in three riot-hit cities of Port Said, Suez, and Ismailia. In a televised speech, Morsi warned that if needed, he would take further steps to confront threats to the country's security. The curfew will last for 30 days. Several days of violence in major Egyptian cities leave some 50 people dead. Most of the deaths took place in Port Said after a court passed death sentences on 21 people involved in last year's football riots. Clashes also broke out in Cairo, Alexandria, and Suez between anti-government protesters and police. Israel deploys Iron Dome missile system near the Syrian border, and Israeli military spokesman says the move is not due to any specific security situation. The deployment comes after NATO's first Patriot missile batteries on the Turkish border with Syria become operational on Saturday. The war in Mali rages on as French troops advance further across the north of the African nation. Local fighters are said to have retreated further north. Human rights groups accuse Malian and French troops of committing serious rights abuses. France is also accused of eyeing the country's rich natural resources. Saudi-backed security forces attack anti-regime protesters in the Bahraini village of Day. Now, demonstrators clashed with security forces after they fired tear gas and gunshots to break up the rally. The protesters were also mourning for an 8-year-old boy, Qasim Habib Jaafar. He died a few days ago after inhaling tear gas. Thousands of Yemenis in the capital Sana'a call for the prosecution of former ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh and his aides. Protesters hit the streets as a top UN delegation arrived in the country. They called on the UN Security Council to help revoke the immunity granted to Saleh in 2011. India says it has successfully test-fired a ballistic missile from an underwater platform in the Bay of Bengal. The B-05 missile is said to have a strike range of about 1,500 kilometers. Last April, India launched a nuclear-capable missile that can reach Beijing and Eastern Europe. And a nightclub fire in southern Brazil leaves more than 230 people dead. Most of the victims were suffocated or trampled to death. The fire apparently broke out after a band member lit fireworks on stage. However, the exact cause is still being investigated.